No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early! Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Was the College Football Playoff Selection Committee actually fair to the Big 12 after the first rankings dropped on Tuesday night? I'm Pete Mundo, Heartland College Sports, where you find us. Make sure that you like the video right now. Helps us a lot. And subscribe to the channel if you're a Big 12 and a college football fan. So let's dig into this. Thank you, as always, for being here. The show keeps growing, and it's because of you. So thank you. Pat yourself on the back for that. I actually thought the Big 12 got more love than I expected on the top end of the conference. Now, I have some issues with certain teams being left out of the top 25. I'll get to that here in a second. But the Big 12 had three teams ranked in the top 13 in the country. All right. If you missed it, the rankings dropped on Tuesday night, and the Big 12 had BYU at 7, Texas Tech at 8, and then Utah came in at number 13. So if you look at the top 13 teams in the country, 6 are from the SEC, 3 are from the Big 10, 3 are from the Big 12, and 1 is independent in Notre Dame. That's a darn good showing. Now, we all know that this league is more top-heavy this year. We think, and I believe this, there's a big three. There's BYU, there's Texas Tech, there's Utah, and there's a fairly significant drop-off to Houston and Cincinnati. And that's how the games are playing out, too. Houston off a bad loss to West Virginia. You have a team like Cincinnati having a shot against Utah. They get their doors blown off. So that's what we're seeing play out on the field. There's a big gap after the top three. But the top three is good. The top three is in a position where any of them can make the college football playoff if things break just right. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you it's likely, because I don't believe it is. I think two is very possible for the Big 12. In fact, I think it's more likely the Big 12 can get two teams in at this point than only getting one team in, which is a great step in the right direction. Three is going to be tough, but the door's open after how the committee ranked these three teams in their first rankings of the 2025 season. So that is just really encouraging. Now, if you want to look at some of the issues, I do think the ACC got way too much love from 15 to 25. The ACC is having a down year. The Big 12 was 6-1 against the ACC in non-conference play. SMU lost to Baylor and TCU. Baylor and TCU are not sniffing these rankings. And by the way, nor should they. But the run on ACC teams with Virginia and Louisville and Georgia Tech and Miami and Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh lost to West Virginia, for crying out loud. A West Virginia team that started 0-5 in the Big 12 and, yeah, just beat Houston. So should we be talking about Houston as a team that is in the top 25? Should we? I mean, if Pittsburgh's in there, then I think Houston has a case to make. and then Cincinnati. Now, Cincinnati, I think part of the problem for Cincinnati is that recency bias has them in a position where they just got blasted by Utah. And we all saw it, Big 12 after dark, college game days there, the country's watching, and it wasn't even close. And that, not just the game, but the way the game played out, hurt Cincinnati. And that's maybe unfair if you're a Cincinnati fan, but you know what? You had a great opportunity, and you let it slip away. So I can't really sit here and say, woe is Cincinnati for not being in the top 25. That being said, I look at some of these ACC teams that are ranked in the top 25, and you know what? I can make a pretty good case right now and say, hey, there's a Big 12 team or two that deserves to be in that top 25, including, yes, Cincinnati. Because guess what? Cincinnati, you look at what they've done this season, and I'm not saying they've got the greatest resume in certainly not the Big 12 or anywhere in college football, but this is a team that beat Iowa State, an Iowa State team that beat Iowa, an Iowa team that is currently 6-2 and ranked 20th in the country, and yes, out of the Big 10. So I don't like to play that game necessarily, A beat B, B beat C, and C beat D, and go on down the line. I don't love to play the game. I'm just saying you can play the game for Houston and Cincinnati in particular. And I would have, based on how this Big 12 season has been playing out, I probably would have found a reason for them to be at 23, 24, 25. I mean, you're getting down to pretty unimpressive resumes at that point. And a Tennessee team at 25 is a freaking joke. I mean, Tennessee's beaten nobody. Tennessee is the kind of team that if people beat them, they get credit for beating them, but they actually don't have any good wins. What's the best win for Tennessee? Kentucky? Arkansas by a field goal? Fired its head coach? At Mississippi State? That's a decent road win. We know that's a tough place to play. Syracuse? But I mean, come on. Tennessee's best games are losses. The best wins are losses. So there's a case to be made. But here's the story for the Big 12. The story for the Big 12 is a fairly simple one. There is a Big 3. There is right now a path for the Big 3. But here's what could be the thorn in the side of the Big 12 getting multiple bids. And that is Notre Dame. And if Notre Dame gets in this year without playing in a conference championship game, when you want to talk about a team that has its best games as losses, Notre Dame is a prime example. Notre Dame lost to Miami, lost to Texas A&M. And yeah, they've won every game since. And Purdue and Arkansas and Boise State and NC State and USC and Boston College. Not exactly murderer's row. And they will win the rest of their games. Look at the schedule. Navy, Pitt, Syracuse, and Stanford. Are you kidding me? That's a joke. Notre Dame's going to make the playoff. It's good for the College Football Playoff Committee. It's good for ESPN if Notre Dame is in the College Football Playoff. But are we really going to keep doing this? Allowing Notre Dame to really lose its only two really tough games and then just say, don't worry, we got you. Maybe you like the USC game. Maybe you say, hey, USC, that's a pretty good win at home. Okay, it is. Fine, I'll give you that. It's pretty good. It's not great. It's pretty good. But this schedule is comical. And now we have to sit here and every year watch Notre Dame not play in a conference, have these soft schedules, know they can drop a couple of games to really good competition and still get into the 12-team playoff because they're Notre Dame and not have to even play in a conference championship game when other teams are slugging it out that first weekend in December. That's ridiculous. And it was always bizarre and ridiculous in the 4-team format. It's even more bizarre and ridiculous in the 12-team format. It's even easier for Notre Dame. At least when you had them there in a 4-team playoff, it was like, unless they're going 11-1 at worst, they're done. Now it's like, 10-2. start off the season 0-2? As long as you beat Boston College and Navy and Stanford, you'll be all right. Got to maintain the rivalries, though. Apparently, history means nothing to anybody in college football. But Notre Dame, to their credit, has gamed the system. They're like, we've got to maintain our status with USC. Who needs that game more these days, USC or Notre Dame? It's obviously Notre Dame. USC doesn't need this game. USC's in the Big Ten. If I'm them, and I don't really like either USC or Notre Dame, I don't care for either team. But I'll tell you right now, Notre Dame needs that USC game a lot more than USC needs Notre Dame. We got to maintain Navy. We got to keep that going, too, with Stanford. That's an important rivalry for us. Well, it's real convenient when that really important rivalry also happens to be a very easy win. And that's what Notre Dame has done here. They've protected some of these rivalries that they know most years they're going to dominate in. It's brilliant. And no one really says anything about it. So that potentially gets in the way of the Big 12 getting to a place where they strike lightning in a bottle and they get three teams into a college football playoff. I don't believe it's going to happen. I'm just saying there is an outside chance that it could happen. So as we sit here right now, I didn't watch the ranking show because I have YouTube TV. And I thought about it. I'm like, do I go spend like I did on Saturday, the $5 on Sling to watch ESPN? I'll do it for the games on Saturday. What am I going to do in this? Am I going to watch Desmond Howard or Joey Galloway or any of these guys, you know, look like complete and utter fools on TV? Am I going to spend $5 to yell at my TV? I'm not going to do it. I'm not. So I just said, you know what I'll do? I'm going to look at the rankings, see where they drop, see how the Big 12 fares, get you guys a podcast and a video, and just rock and roll from there. And hopefully you're consuming this content. So I'm trying to help you avoid Joey Galloway. All right. That's my mission in life. Because, man, that guy, when he's in the studio analyzing these rankings the last few years, it's like I just want to take a pencil and poke my eyes out. It's really that bad. I just can't. But he's got to have pictures of somebody. It is brutal. Brutal. But I don't want to get off on that tangent. Maybe I just did. Either way, I'm glad you're here. I appreciate you being a part of the show. And in the wake of that tangent, if you want to be a super fan, you can hit that super thanks right below the video on YouTube. If you're on the podcast, hey, what are you waiting for? Drop us that 5-star rating and review. Got a real nice review on the podcast, but I got some beef with the guy because he goes, I've been listening for 2 years. Took him 2 years to drop that 5-star review. Been listening for 2 football seasons. Great coverage for the Big 12. I thank you, but my man, I don't want to wait 2 years. If you've been waiting 2 years to drop that 5-star on the podcast, do it right now. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being a part of the show. And on the YouTube channel, subscribe, share the show, hit the like button. We appreciate you guys. Have a great day. We've got week 11 previews coming your way this week as well. So do not miss those. That's why you want to be subscribed to the channel. Have a great day. Go Big 12. Busiest time of the college football season. We got a lot more coming your way right here on Heartland College Sports.